I got an email earlier today from Hussein, who lives in the fishhook area, and he says, "Dear John, this might make for interesting listening. There is a row brewing over a flock of noisy peacocks in Fishhook. I know. We have many other pressing issues, but life goes on as usual. There have always been beautiful peacock in and around the Clovelly Country Club. Apparently someone has complained about the noise. Now someone else has started an online petition to save the birds. The petition is aimed at the Clovelly Country Club. So far, 1,800 people have signed the petition, and the petition claims that there is an intention to have the resident peacocks managed, which often means senselessly killed. Paul Stoner is the general manager of the Clovelly Country Club. Hello, Paul.
Hi there, John. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Peacocks are noisy, but so too are hardy-dars. Has somebody actually complained to you, has complained officially to the club about the noise that the club, the peacocks associated with the club, are making?
That is true. We have received an official complaint from a concerned group of residents in the area, just regarding the noise of the peacocks. But I think really, you know, what's sort of important to this is the history or the background to the story and how we find ourselves sort of in this position, as it might be. And that's really just that the peafowls were introduced to the Clovelly neighborhood by a resident a number of years ago, and that resident lived alongside the course. And they had a breeding pair of peacocks that was kindly left by them when they left the Clovelly neighborhood. And over the years, that sort of developed into the flock of peacocks that we have here in the Clovelly neighborhood currently. But, I mean, this has just happened, you know, naturally. The birds have sort of formed part of the ecosystem and made their habitat out of their own free will. For all intents and purposes, they are sort of wild birds, as we look at them, that just call Clovelly Country Club their home and the Clovelly neighborhood their home. And it's just developed into the flock that we have today.
How noisy are they? In the rural Eastern Cape, we had peacocks on our small holding. And yeah, they're noisy, but for goodness me, you know, my jaw drops at the notion that a concerned group of residents would make an official complaint about peacock noise.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, look, it is actually sitting in the office here at the country club now. And if you're lucky enough, if I open the window, we might hear or we're chatting. But they, look, the noise is pretty loud, but it is intermittent, and it's generally sensitive to other noises. And they react to that by sort of letting off their call, or it's more of like a meow, really, to be honest. So they sort of are hypersensitive at the moment during breeding season. And it does sort of, you know, they do let off a loud enough noise, but it's not consistent by any nature. And
do you live in the area, Paul?
I live in Sun Valley, yeah.
Okay, so
sort of just around the little mountain there, around from PSK.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. The point being that you don't live within hearing distance of the noisy peacocks, or do
no.
you?
No. Okay. No. I can't hear them. I only hear them at work, yeah. Okay.
So, and how are you going to respond to this complaint? Because this petition suggests that you're in the still of the night going to take a butcher's knife to the peacock.
And look, all I can say for that is we received this complaint, and really how it's come about is that as that flock's grown over the years, a few of the sort of outliers of the flock, some of the rogue males and whatnot, have ventured into the neighborhood to create more roosting space and perhaps create their own little family on that side. And I mean, this was motivated by residents feeding them in their houses as well originally, not knowing what the repercussions of doing something like that would be. And that led us to receiving the complaint. And I can understand that loud noises while you're trying to sleep can become rather irritating. I took it to our governing body of the elected members. We discussed the complaint and responded to the residents just in saying that from our side, as Clovelly Country Club and the peacocks that frequent our premises, we have no issues and we will not be engaging in anything, management, removal, you know, however you want to deem it, Clovelly Country Club will in no way be involved in any process in that, because we have no qualms with these peacocks. This is their home. So,
we don't have a huge amount of time left. Essentially, you're saying to the concerned residents, deal with it. We're not going to do anything. Deal with it.
So we're alive to the concerns of the residents, but we're not animal control experts. We can't be, you know, running through private residences trying to solve animal control issues. I think there's specialists out there that can deal with that process adequately, and we will not be engaging with them as Clovelly Country Club and our property, our private property.
Okay, now we know the picture. Paul, thanks very much for explaining that to us. Paul Stoner, the general manager of the Clovelly Country Club.